Listen, I pray that you will what? Come on. I pray that you will continue experience the what? Immeasurable greatness of God's power made available to who? To you. How? Through faith? See, God's power is made available to every one of you through faith. That's why he said without faith it's impossible to please him. His power is made available to you through faith. Let's go on. Whew. We don't have to go back and go back and go back. Made available to you through faith. Now watch this. Your life will be what? See, this is what God wants you to do. You ever notice the people that have the dealership, people that have companies that sell appliances, sell clothes, sell different stuff. You see their what? Commercial. What are they doing? Advertising. They're good. You ever see Cowboy Maloney? I guess I won't get in trouble by giving them a shout out. They said, we'll beat anybody's price. And I tried them out. You know what they did? They went down $1 lower than the other person. They beat it. They beat their price. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So God want you, see, God want you and I, because see, there's so many people that go to church, in the church, around the church, talk about the church. They don't believe God. They say they're a Christian, and they probably are, but too many are unbelieving Christians. They don't believe what God said. But God said, I want your life to be an advertisement of this what? Immense, immeasurable power as it what? Works through you. This is the mighty power. Now watch this now. This is the mighty power. I got to stop. I got to let me get through this. The mighty power that was released when God did what? Raise Christ from the dead. And did what? Exalted him to the place of what? What kind? What kind? The highest honor and supreme authority in the heavenly realm. The devil can't come up there. He tried one time even to go up there, and Jesus said, I beheld him falling like lightning. Amen. Hello? Amen. I said, didn't he say it? Hallelujah. So we want to get this revelation of the kingdom so we can know, listen to this, because I got to close, so we can know that we can pray these prayers, and those that are being held in bondage, those that are being blind to the truth, this light will come on. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. See, we have done the wrong thing in areas in the past. We talked about them. No, we pray, God, open the eyes for them to see. And he told me to pray something, and if I prayed according to his will, I have his promise that he hear me. He hear you. And he said, if you know that I hear you, you know you have your answer. Didn't he say it? I said, didn't he say it? Thank you, Lord God. So what are we going to do? We're going to get busy. Hallelujah. We're going to press on in. We're already doing it. But what are we going to do? We're going to press on in. We're going to press on into prayer. We're going to press on into confession. We're going to press on into praise. We're going to press on into giving thanks. We're not going to look around and see who's here and who's not. We're going to press into this word. Amen. Until the light shine. And when the light shine, people will come to the light. Amen. Yeah, they will. Yeah, they will. You say, well, people don't ever say what people won't do. You just turn the light on. We just turn the power up. Hallelujah. We just let the glory shine. Hallelujah. We just let the power flow. We just turn it loose. And God know how to gather. God know how to use us. God know how to give us the right word to say. He know how to anoint us to say the right word at the right time to the right person in the right place. And it will change their life forever. They may have said, I never show up here. I never do this. But just follow the Holy Ghost. He knows how to get you you to that place. And the word said, man, my, there are no impossibility with God. Take the limit off. We'll get there the next time. Take the limit off God. Take the limit off your mind. Get your mind out the way. Let this come out of your heart. Flood your life with the power of God. Let that word saturate you. Stay with it. Until that word talk louder than anything and anybody. Y'all better come on. Y'all better come on. I'm ready to go now. But I'm going to cut it off. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So y'all remind me the next time, Wednesday night, we're going to pick up right here. What verse we stop at so you know? Wasn't it verse 19? With it verse 19? I'm going to ask you so you can remind me. All right, verse 19 of Ephesians chapter 1, right? Hallelujah. Revelation of the kingdom. Ooh, my goodness. Revelation. I'm in the kingdom. I said, I'm in the kingdom. Say that tonight. I am in the kingdom. Thank you, Lord, for a revelation of it. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. You know what's going to happen? We're going to stop talking about our age, and you're going to see people in the 60s, 70s, 80s running and leaping like wild child. We won't be saying the old bone. We're going to say we're full of the fire of God. Hallelujah. 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 Stand up with me, everybody. Those of you that are viewing with us, you can stand up. I won't know what you're doing, but thank you for joining us tonight. I'm going to pray and amen, and we're going to believe God for the people that release, because that's the kingdom. God gave the kingdom to us in a seed, and when we sow into the earth and sow into the things of God, we reap a harvest. Amen. But I want to appeal to you, if you're listening to me, maybe the first time, or maybe you heard us before, but you're not sure, and you're not made a choice. I want to give you that opportunity tonight. It's so, because we prayed and interceded for the lost, and you can get born again right now. It's believing with your heart and saying something with your mouth. And say this with me, God, I believe that Jesus is the Son of God. You raised him from the dead, and tonight, I turn from what I've been doing and I invite Jesus. I welcome you, Lord Jesus. Take over and give me your life. Let me live in your kingdom. I receive you tonight. I make you my Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I'm born again. Say that. I'm born again. I'm a new creature. Father, thank you for that person or those people that made that decision tonight. Thank you for this offering. We sow cheerfully, we give cheerfully. We thank you that you made all grace abound toward us, that we come short in nothing. Whoo, we in the overflow, Lord. Ha, ha, ha. Father, we thank you that we're learning how to access the kingdom. We thank you that the riches of God is flooding our lives, and we are not lacking in no area of our lives. Thank you for it in Jesus' name. And Father, thank you for every person, every household, every need has been supplied over and above. And they walk with you, the great shepherd, and they get everything they want. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Glory to God.